سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما نرسل المرسلين إلا مبشرين ومنذرين، ويجادل الذين كفروا بالباطل ليدحدوا به الحق واتخذوا آياتي وما أنذروا هزوا. ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه فأعرض عنها ونسي ما قدمت يداه. إنا جعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة أن يفقهوه وفي آذانهم وقرا، وإن تدعهم إلى الهدى فلن يهتدوا إذن أبدا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, when we make dua for somebody else, Allah Ta'ala appoints an angel to give us a similar dua. I sincerely make dua for all the imams of the masjids, the different ulama, pious personalities that are having programs in different masjid, different musallas, in different cities and countries of the world, especially those programs that are held after any Faraz Salah in a masjid or on a Friday Jummah time. May Allah assist every Imam, Khatib, Maulana, Sheikh that is giving advices to the audience. I'm not a mufti. People ask me questions, I contact the imam of the masjid or the ulama in the jamiat or in the Darul Uloom. They have their websites. And on the website, they have an email address. So whatever queries you want to know, contact them via email. I don't have a website, I don't have an email. All your queries, you can contact the ulama directly, insha'Allah al-Aziz. We are doing Surah Kahf for a few weeks now, and we have reached verse number 56 and 57 of Surah Kahf, para 15. Let's do the English translation, then we'll do the little commentary. Allah Ta'ala says in verse number 56, we send the messengers only as bearers of glad tidings and warners. The disbelievers dispute using falsehood in order to eradicate the truth, and they make a mockery of the verses of the Quran and the warnings that have been given to them. From Nabi Adam alayhi salam till the last Nabi, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, plus minus 124,000 Anbiya kiram alayhi salatun came to this world. Every Nabi spoke to the people, speak about the greatness of Allah, worship Allah. And if you obey the commands of Allah and follow the teachings of the Nabi of the time, our Nabi is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We follow the sunnah teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Jannah, paradise, is waiting for us. And those that disobey the commands of Allah, and there's no concept of halal and haram in the life, follow the desires, feel like doing what they want, then the fire of Jahannam is also waiting for them. May Allah protect me and everybody. Then Allah Ta'ala mentions a bad quality of the disbelievers, the arrogant, proud people, is that they make a mockery of the ayats and the verses of the Quran. When some teachings of Allah and Rasul Sallallahu is explained to them, one is they don't accept, and the other is they go one step further in making a mockery of it. May Allah protect us. Then the next verse, let's do the English translation. Who can be more unjust than he who has been advised with the verses of his Rabb, but ignored them and forgot what he has sent forth? We have certainly placed a veil in their hearts due to their pride and arrogance, lest they should understand it, and placed a prop in their ears. They can hear, but they don't listen to the correct message of the Quran, the correct message of Allah and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They pretend to be deaf and they never hear it. In this condition, even if you call them to guidance, they shall never be guided aright. May Allah protect us. As humans, we all make mistakes. Nobody is perfect. In Salah, we recite Surah Fatiha every day. And in Surah Fatiha, we recite, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. O Allah, guide us on the correct path, on the right path. Sirat al-Lazina an'amta alayhim. On part of those whom Allah showered His favor. And Naba, place of the Quran, Nan Nabiyeen, Was Siddiqeen, Was Shuhada'i, Was Salihin. When nobody can become a Nabi on their own. And after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam being the final Nabi, no other Nabi is going to come. But become Salihin, become martyrs, sacrifice your health, wealth, and time for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Jannah, paradise, is waiting for our martyrs. At the same time, we must be humble. And if our mistakes has been put to us, swallow our pride and accept our mistakes. Allah, give me tawfiq. Whatever advices are being shared is for me first, is not for the next person. We'll recite two hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we'll give some simple explanation. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innamal a'malu bin niyyat. Actions depend surrounded by intentions. Actions are judged according to the sincerity of intention a person did it with. It mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif, muttafaqun alayhi. Whatever good we do, if there's no sincerity, then it may not be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very great personality, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi of Jalalabad, used to say in one sentence, Ikhlas nahi to iflas hai. If we don't have sincerity, then you are bankrupt. You're doing your good action to show somebody or to get money, fame. You'll get your money, you'll get your fame, but you'll be bankrupt. In the akhirat, you won't get any reward. Another great personality, Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi of Karachi, Pakistani pastor, may Allah grant him the highest rank in Jannah. He used to say, I'm aise rahe ya waise rahe, waha dekhna hai ki hum kaise rahe. In this world, however, you say, one day people praise you, somebody may insult you, you're going on the high, you're going on the low. But you be steadfast, ikhlas and istiqamat. You read our salah, Quran, tilawat, zikrullah, charities, teach Quran and hadith, teach in the afternoon maktab madrasa, or teach in the darul ulum, or giving lectures on a Friday Jummah platform, or during the course of the week, you're giving lectures. Our intention must be Allah must be happy. and must forgive our shortcomings and give us high rewards in the akhirat. And Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan Rahmatullah Alayhi used to always say, very senior alim from Nizamuddin, India, he has passed away. He used to say, whatever good actions we do, one is we do it according to the commands of Allah and according to the beautiful sunnah teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And find out the fiqh masail of the various a'mal from the ulama kiram, the masail of salah, fasting, hajj, masail of wuzu, masail of ghusl. And through the guidance of the ulama, we do the action correctly, properly, it will be accepted. And he said, sometimes we give report of our good action. Somebody spent 3 days, 40 days, 4 months, 1 year, whatever. And we give report at what little work Allah took from us. But he says the ikhlas and sincerity demands that we explain the sacrifices of the Anbiya Kiram, of the Sahaba, of those that have passed away, of the other companions that traveled with us. And think, I was the dog of the Ashab-e Kahf, I just joined the pious personalities. And we hide our good a'mal and we want Allah to reward us in the akhirat. And when Namul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, one Kal Guzari report you give of your 3 days, 40 days in the Markaz or to your Masjid Wal brothers in the Masjid, but the main Kal Guzari will be taken on the day of Qiyamah. Front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much ikhlas there was, what was accepted. And beautiful Urdu words, Namul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, karte raho, darte raho, or mangte raho. Do good actions, fear that it will not be rejected, read istighfar at the end of the gush, of the end of salah, of end of Quran tilawat, end of charity, whatever good you do, Ya Allah, I fear that it must not be rejected. Allah grant us sincerity. And the dua we recite, ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. We recite another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إياكم والغلو في الدين فإنما هلك من كان قبلكم بالغلو في الدين. Our beloved Rasulullah mentioned, abstain from extremism in deen. For verily those before you were destroyed due to extremism in deen. Mentioned in famous hadith kitab Nasai Sharif Ibn Majah, Musnad Ahmad. These are famous hadith kitabs. Now the ulama, I was doing some research on this hadith. And I just went to website of some of the Arab ulama, some of the ulama for Indo-Pak origin, and all gave beautiful explanation in just few minutes to explain. Once Alim explained it very beautifully, that our Rasulullah mentioned certain commandments to be farz. We have the four famous schools of fiqh, and the senior ulama who are very pious, very knowledgeable, their fatwa was not based on their personal desires. It was based on the knowledge of the Quran, hadith, and in that Arabic grammar that they knew. And they studied detail the lives of the narrators of the hadith, etc., the ayats of the Quran. So the fiqh, according to Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, and Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi. And their senior ulama in the Darul Uloom, they have simplified it more for the afternoon maktab madrasas for the children. They have written various kitabs about salah, fasting, wuzu, hajj, etc. Now one is faraz, 5 times a day we read inside every day. Now we have sunnat-e-mu'akkida, That sunnah that was emphasized, which Rasulullah SAW did it, encouraged the Sahaba, do it. Like in the Hanafi Mazhab, we say the two sunnah mu'akkidah before the faraz of Fajr, the four sunnah mu'akkidah before the sunnah of Zuhr, and the two sunnah mu'akkidah after Zuhr, the four sunnah ghair mu'akkidah before Asr, then the two sunnah mu'akkidah after Maghrib, and then the two sunnah mu'akkidah after Isha, and the three witr wajib after Isha. And in the month of Ramzan, 20 rakats of Taraweeh. And that also sunnah, emphasized sunnah that over the years, the ulama, the pious personalities used to practice upon it. And during the golden era of Rasulullah, the Sahaba were very pious. They used to read sunnah nawafil at home, and they used to read Quran at home. Today, our shortcomings, we are spending the time at home watching professional sports, watching films. In the holy cities of Makkah and Medina also, in the hotel rooms, there are films, there are televisions. In the month of Ramzan, they want to read 10 rakats Taraweeh, but then they'll come in the hotel room and watch professional sports, watch films, do haram in the cities of Makkah and Medina. How the reward of good action is multiplied in Makkah, Medina. To commit a sin in Makkah, Medina is also very, very serious and very, very great. May Allah protect us. And every city, country of the world, people misquote this hadith that you introduce new things in Islam, it's bid'ah. But as the four schools of fiqh, the ulama, they understood bid'ah better than us. What is innovation? And in our country also, and many other countries of the world, we have this rightly guided ulama kiram who base the fatwas according to the four mazhabs. And one alim gave one answer only, that during the golden era of Rasulullah SAW, sahaba in the free time, they shouldn't do haram. They were very pious. Now the more free time we have and the more money we have, the more haram we want to do. And unfortunately, even in the month of Ramzan, some people are frequenting the red light districts and committing zina. May Allah protect everybody and protect the whole ummah. And these are general advices, not for any particular person or anybody. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq of practicing. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.